John McClarty fiddles with a State Highway Department tripod, one of 12 holding large street maps on a public display in a conference room at the Jones Center in Springdale. He's transportation planner with the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, here to meet the public and talk about improving the eastern driving corridor from Highway 16 in Fayetteville all the way up to Rogers Highway 62.
That corridor has actually been on long-range maps for decades. It's just such a kind of a common sense idea that you would take 265 in Fayetteville, Springdale, and just continue something like that, a corridor up into the eastern side of Rogers. And it's just, like I say, it's been discussed for literally years. And interestingly enough, the first road through the area back in the 1830s was on that corridor. It came down from Missouri, connected Springfield to Fort Smith. It was an old military road, probably before that an Indian trail. And it connected Springfield to Fort Smith and came through the Fayetteville area. That's why we're, in a sense you could say that's why we're here, because that road was here.
So imagine horseback riders and stagecoaches, carriages, Model Ts, and now hybrids, humming along old wire and old Missouri roads. And amazingly, a portion of that road remains unpaved.
There's parts of the old wire road that are through historic Cross Hollow, which is a Civil War site. And it would be problematic to put some kind of a four-lane improved road through there. So this study begins to look at alternatives.
This so-called Eastern North-South Corridor studies taking sensitive archaeological and historical sites into consideration, including a 10,000-troop Civil War troop encampment and the Trail of Tears at Cross Hollow, as well as ecological impacts, residential and business displacement, rather than blasting on through. That's what these public meetings are about. And along with looking at the past, the study's looking into the future.
We have a computer model that kind of shows what ifs. And just picture yourself as a traveler. You live on the east side of Fayetteville. Say you wanted to go to Beaver Lake or you wanted to go to Eureka Springs. And you start up 265 heading north. What do? You cut across to 71. Some people even cut all the way over to I-540 and go way up north and then come in 102, right? So we live on the east side of Fayetteville. We go way west, travel I-540, which is already congested, then come back on 102. So the question is, if there was something like 265 that just stayed on that eastern side of Fayetteville, Springdale, and went into Rogers, and your destination was Pea Ridge Park or Eureka Springs or the dam site, would you just stay on that east side?
Planners are also looking at crashes and safety issues to determine how many lanes will be needed in certain sections, and if sections ought to be limited access.
And that's where you put in the boulevards, you put in the divided medians that are green, like you'd see on Garland north of campus. And then you get a little controversy because that limits left turns. You can only turn left at certain intersections, but that's called access management.
And keeps traffic moving, attracts more drivers, thus reducing traffic on Highway I-540 and 71B. Imagine that. Improvements have taken place already. The city of Springdale reportedly has money dedicated to expanding sections of Old Missouri Road.
From Elkins up to Springdale, around the airport area, up to Randall-Wobey Road is either already four-lane or there's the immediate plans in the works to make that 4/5 lanes.
Plus, sections of 265 in Fayetteville are slated to be widened to help with the terrible bottlenecks there. An estimated 425,000 residents live in the two-county area.
I-540, you're running between 55,000 to 60,000 a day. 71 typically is around 30 to 35,000. And then the 265 down in Fayetteville, Springdale is running around 18 to 20,000 a day.
But by 2030, our population could nearly double here. Projected VPD, or vehicles per day, indicate that more than 45,000 will want to commute the Eastern Corridor someday. At least that is the scenario before the Great Recession of 2008. 6 years ago, a Western Beltway, a new interstate-style outer drive that would have cinched Bella Vista's proposed bypass with Greenland's I-540 access ramp, was in the planning mix. The recession crushed that idea. So was an Eastern Parkway, basically a tree-lined limited access bypass up the Eastern Corridor. But that's not in the mix either. So now the Northwest Arkansas Planning Commission, the Arkansas Highway Commission, and State Highway and Transportation Department are back to square one with the pared-down Eastern North-South Corridor study. So what about the money? AHTD spokesperson Randy Ort.
Well, I mean, that's a million-dollar question right there. I can't speak for that. Congress right now is beginning to look at the newest highway reauthorization bill. Those are typically six-year bills. The last bill, Safety Lou, expired last year. And so we're currently operating on a series of continuing resolutions. So we are anxious to hear what Congress comes up with for a long-term funding bill. But until we have that, we don't really know how much money we're going to have to work with.
1 mile of highway costs an estimated $10 million to build, or more. The Eastern North-South Corridor study from Fayetteville to Rogers will be completed in 2 years. The Arkansas Highway Department, by the way, is conducting research in-house rather than using a consulting design firm, which is saving valuable tax dollars. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.